You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady. How the heck are you, Pam?
Oh, I'm doing really well. How about you?
Good, good. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, we had a wonderful time. It was small. It was a smaller group than normal, but it was nice. And then I FaceTimed with kids that I couldn't see, so that was nice, too.
There you go. Well, how are the bees doing?
Oh, you know, they're doing pretty good. We're just on the verge of full winter mode now, you know.
Okay.
And he's covering up the hives with it's an inch thick an insulation that you wrap around the sides, and then he adds a insulated top to the top just to make it a little bit easier for him. Mm-hmm. And there's like a vent hole at the top because you don't want it gets pretty warm in there, and
right.
You don't want condensation because if there's water that drips on him,
okay,
that'll kill him. So
really?
Okay. Yeah. So they're going to stay about probably, well, they like to be 95 degrees.
Ooh.
In there. Can you believe it? But they all huddle up.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I just learned? There's actually some of the bees, they're called heater bees, and they kind of, they vibrate their abdomens and they kind of vigorously move their muscles and it heats their bodies, and they'll get
really?
Like 111 degrees, and they'll actually heat bees and cells around them. Isn't that something?
You know, when you think, you know, we as man think that we know everything and we're so, at the top of the food chain, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
We have no idea.
No, we have no clue.
How complicated the world around us is. We're just oblivious to it.
Yeah. And just think, everything
wow.
that those bees do, and you take like a teaspoonful of honey and eat it, and all that work that went into
yeah.
making that teaspoonful of honey is quite a bit. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the bees will be okay, because I was going to say if you insulate them now and it gets warm like it's supposed to part of next week,
mm-hmm.
doesn't that overheat them though?
Oh, they...
Or do they have air-conditioned bees?
Well, actually, they do. They flop around. They fan each other to keep it cool. And then if it gets too warm, you know, they'll fly outside. And right now, they're like, when it's cold, they'll be huddled up in kind of a ball. But, you know, if the temperature gets nice and warm, they don't need to ball up like that. They can be... I mean, just think about it. In the summertime, it'll be close to 100 degrees. And they have ways of keeping cool, too. Yeah. There's... all kinds of mechanisms, these internal thermostats
wow.
that they can use to make things be the right temperature.
They're complicated little bees,
yeah,
and
they
boy,
are.
They depend on each other in the true fashion,
they
don't
truly
they?
Truly do, don't they?
Yep,
yeah.
And they get along and they know how to do it.
Yep.
There might be a lesson in there somewhere. I don't know about where that is, Pam, but I think there's a lesson somewhere
I think
there
in all
is
that. Too. Yeah.
We could learn a lot from them, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Well, how about the weekly Hastings update?
Well, okay, let's see. I'll tell you the mortgage rates. Boy, they are still really nice and low. I just got fresh off the press the most recent weekly rate sheet, and 30-year fixed rate, it's showing 2.5%, 15-year 2.25, even a 30-year jumbo loan, that would be a larger one, is 2.75. So there's not even anything at 3% right now. And this is, of course, your individual rate always varies on a lot of things like your credit score, your debt-to-income ratio, and all these different things. But this is your basic rates are really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
So even if you're just refinancing now.
Yes, if you haven't already, you really need to. And give me a call and I can put you in contact with a great lender to do that.
What's your phone number, Pam?
Thank you for asking. 651-319-1298.
Or?
You're going to have to say the office number
because
okay. I never
or
remember.
Or if you want to, if you're moving along the highway or something, we don't want you to, to put yourself in an unsafe position. It's real simple. call the Hastings Edina Realty Office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. She's the only Pam there.
Yep, I still am. And, you know, I think the last time I was here, there were about 38 homes that were for sale here in Hastings, active on the market or coming soon. And now we're down to 28. So, and which would be very typical for this time of year.
That was my next question is, how does this compare to past years?
Yeah, and of those 28, actually, only 21 are not spoken for. There are several that are still considered active, but they're subject to, like, inspection or something.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, you know, what's interesting, throughout this whole year, 2020 was actually a little bit ahead of 2019, believe it or not.
Wow.
So it just goes to show that even though this has been a crazy, crazy time for our economy and our lives, people still need to buy and sell homes. It's a basic thing. You still need food, you need clothing, and you still need shelter. So that's kind of cool. So anyway, and there's a couple that are just coming soon that'll be coming on the market early December. So there's quite a variety everywhere from 121.9, that would be a condo, to, of course, there's that mansion, the $2,700,000, but up to there's a 525. But the bulk of them are in the 200s, 1s, 200s, and 300s. So a lot of very average price homes and kind of a variety, one stories, two stories, newer, older. So if you want to get more details, you know, and people that have their house listed right now are serious about selling.
Mm-hmm.
And if you list your house, you know that the buyers that are coming through this time of year generally aren't the kicking tires type. You know.
Okay, I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's other things like holidays coming up.
Oh, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just the minors. No, I'm kidding.
Well, and I hear stories of all the time of from other realtors, like, oh, we had three showings, but we had three offers type thing. So, you know. Oh, and can I mention one that I had a listing that we had to totally take off market for several weeks because of a COVID scare. And during that time now, the sellers have moved out. Everything is all good. So there's no longer the COVID issue. And it's back on the market. It's a quad home in Egan. And nice home, such a nice neighborhood there, and beautiful two-bedroom with the high ceilings and nice sunroom. So give me a call if you're looking for something like that. One-level living, carefree living.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
And again, what's that phone number, Pam?
651-319-1298.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty Office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam.
Yeah, and you know something that I keep forgetting to mention, but I do have a website, PamSellsMN.com. Easy to find.
So you sell Minnesota.com.
Yep. Little pieces of it. One house at a time.
There you go. There you go. See? There you go. Well, Pam, our topic of the week, what the heck do realtors do? Part number three.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first couple weeks, and I thought it was like 8 pages of item by item by item things that we do. And I thought, well, I'll just kind of go through it quickly this first week. Well, we barely got into page one. And and the first things we talked about were kind of some of the prep work that you do to be qualified to be a realtor, and, you know, all the continuing ed and market research and stuff that you do. And then last week we started talking about if you were going to sell your house, what the realtor does. And we talk kind of about the pre-selling your house, like going through it with you and helping you with staging ideas and what you need to do to get ready to sell, and then some of the research that I need to do as a realtor to kind of get it, help you come up with a marketable price and a marketing plan and everything. So now I was just going to talk about from the point that we list it to the point that we sell it. We'll get to that point today.
Okay.
So, and there's actually one, two, three, four pages. So I'll talk fast.
Oh, we can do many parts of this.
We may. one of the things, if you live in like a townhome or a condo where mm-hmm. you're part of an association, there is additional research that you need to do to pull together all the association documents. And because buyers always have a lot of questions about the association rules and regulations. So there's some important pieces that we need to do with that too, just extra. And then you need to decide when you're selling your house, which utilities or appliances you're going to leave. If you're really super in love with that stove that's there and you want to bring it with you to your next house, which would be unusual, we need to let people know. So we need to make some decisions about stuff like that. Sometimes maybe there's a freezer in the basement or an extra refrigerator in the garage, or maybe you're downsizing to a condo and you're selling a house with a huge yard and you've got a big riding mower and mm-hmm. a huge snow plow, and you don't necessarily want to keep those things, and maybe you want to include that in the sale. So those would be some of the things to think through and talk about before you list your house. And then there's a seller's disclosure that you need to fill out. It's about 12 pages long. And really all it is a tool for you to convey information mm-hmm. to the potential buyers. And it's really good to fill that out as accurately as you can.
Is it a good idea to maybe keep a diary of what you do with your house or what happens? Because mm-hmm. if you're in a situation where, say, you've lived there 15, 20 years, I know I couldn't do it by memory. There's things you'd forget that might pop up later on.
Yeah, and I tell you, I have seen some buyers that will have like a three-ring binder with plastic pages in there, and they just have in that binder copies of warranties and receipts and things that were done to the house during the time they lived there. I saw one, I swear it was 3-4 inches thick.
Really?
It was really kind of cool. What a wonderful gift to give to the potential buyer. Yes, that's good. And I also have a form that I just put together for my sellers just to fill out kind of a memory jogger, you know, of things that they have done, because that's important. And it actually adds to the value of your house. Like, say, 2 years ago, you put in a new water heater. Well, that's good. We had the roof replaced. We had a storm in 2018, you know, that type mm-hmm. of thing. Yes, that's really good to do. And then now that you mention it, there's also another form that I have them fill out. I usually wait to give it to the person that actually buys the house. But who is your electric provider? Who is your gas provider? Who does internet? Who is water? Who does sanitation? You know, all those different things. And if they feel like they can say what their average bill might be, and to have the phone number for who to contact. Oh my word, that is so nice for a buyer to get. So that would be another nice thing to fill out. You don't have to. It's just nice.
Right. Because I, you know, as life goes on, life moves on, the little things you start forgetting. And maybe that's important to somebody when you come time to sell that house.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it makes it easier to fill out the disclosure, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing that I have to fill out, it's several pages long. It's an multiple listing service, MLS. Input sheet, and I have to fill in, there's a lot of detail about room sizes, are there ceiling fans, what kind of a basement is it, the square footage of the house, the foundation, what style is it, what year was it built, what were the taxes, there's just endless. Well, you know, when you're looking online in the MLS, mm-hmm. all that information is manually entered in for each individual
house.
And
you folks have to do that, huh?
And, I don't do it. I fill out the form mm-hmm. giving the information, and then the office staff actually enters it into the MLS. But then my job is to make sure that I get accurate information, because sometimes we'll see information that actually wasn't accurate in the MLS and mm-hmm. it needs to be corrected. Okay. So I have to give it I have to get accurate information, give it to the staff, and then they enter it in. And then I have to really check and make sure that, you know, it got entered in properly. And then kind of go through all the forms and make sure everything is done properly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to it. And then, then there's the marketing. And every house is marketed just a little bit different, but we have a lot of tools at our disposal. One of them is that pre-marketing where even when it's coming soon, you can't do any marketing on it and you can't do any showings on it. But you can internally market, like to other realtors in my office.
Okay.
And through this network one. So if you're an Edina Realty agent, you know about some of these coming soon houses. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, get details about them.
In case you have some people that were interested mm-hmm. in that.
Yep, yep.
Before we go, and I'm going to throw this in, we didn't talk about this before we, you know, came on the air here, but... this is a time of year, too, that it's important to do something. We were talking, our grandson and his fiance bought a home, actually, through you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that they were wondering. They had a question about what they need to do. And
I'm,
this is the time of the year. You have to get it done.
Yeah, that's a good point that you brought up. Because when you are closing on your house, the closer always, she gives you an extra little packet and says, you're going to need this to file homestead. And it's always a good idea to do it like immediately when you close, but it needs to be done the beginning of December or you're not going to get homestead
credit
thank you until next year. And so what the homestead status is now at the end of the year is what the whole 2021 is going to be, you're going to be paying, and it is a little bit cheaper to pay homestead taxes. So I usually contact all of my buyers and sellers from that previous year about this time of year to make sure that they have done that, that they don't miss the deadline. And then you get that. You can do it online if it's Dakota County, or you can go down to the courthouse. Many of the counties, you can do it that way.
Okay, so the surrounding counties, too? Mm-hmm. Most of them, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So get that done. And it's also a protection, like we were talking about that beforehand.
I learned something on that.
Yeah, Minnesota is a homestead protection state, so it not only is a little bit cheaper taxes, but say you become disabled and you're not able to work, you're not able to make your payments, and you go into foreclosure. This is probably the most important one, you file bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
They can't take your home away when you file bankruptcy. And, or if you go into a long-term care facility, you know, they will take a lot of your resources, mm-hmm. whatever you've got in the bank and stuff, you know, because, well, you have to pay to stay there. They can't take away your home.
Wow, so that is key. Boy, mm-hmm. those are, and I did not realize that until you were telling my grandson that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why you want to have, you want to file your homestead for absolutely for sure. Yeah, so do that now if you haven't done it already.
There you go. Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298, or go online, pamsellsmn.com.
Piece by piece, house by house. Yeah. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate. Thank you, Pam. It's always fun on AM 1460, FM 97.7. Again, if you want to get a hold of Pam, her cell phone, 651-319-1298, or you can call the Hastings office of Edina Realty at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam.